What up, homie?
Yeah, you're back with the West Coast News Network.
And you do know that.
Alright, Dub CNN hooked back up with Young Buck for an interview. What's going on with you, Buck?
Nah, shit, man. Get to the money, man. Cares your motherfucking records. You understand me? I just been really just, you know, stretching out doing shows off my last project, Buck the World. You know, a nigga don't stop touring for us doing shows and, you know, just getting focused with my own label. Being that I'm about to drop my first project April 1st, it's titled Product of the South. I took my label to Sony Red, so you can look forward to a motherfucking album that's about to be crazy.
Yeah, you just answered, you know, my first couple of questions I was about to ask you, you know, about the project. It's the Cashflow compilation, mm-hmm. Product of the South. It's the same thing, right?
You're damn right.
Okay, so
exactly what it is.
So the first
thing, it's a compilation, but it's more like an album to me because it's all really pretty much around it with my artists, my Cashville Records family, which is, you know, the Outlaws, Sebo from the West Coast, 615, and like my Lil Wayne and my crew. You understand? His name's Sosa. He like my little silent weapon that I'm about to unleash to the game. So at the end of the day, I'm just preparing, getting myself dealing with these executive meetings. You understand me? And my clothing line and everything about to launch off with the Tenneke clothing, as well as my watch, the Tenneke timepiece. So my hands been full. I've been getting to the money.
Okay. You released the first single, Riding Down the Freeway, with the Outlaws on that high tech beat. Can we expect the video for that?
Yeah, you damn sure can. I actually just licensed that record to Greg Street for his first single, which his album is coming out in 08 also. So I'm dropping another single off of the compilation in the next 2 weeks from the Product of the South. But that was the first single, which, like you said, was produced by High Tech, me and the Outlaws. And it's doing damn good. You understand what I'm saying? I wanted to put a different flavor of music out, and they did too. You know, you got a lot of different type of flavors. You got your Soulja Boy with him doing this thing, and then you got, you know, T.I. and Jeezy. So we wanted to be totally different, authentic like it is, and, you know, get a street something that they could ride to, you know?
Right, right. So what can fans expect from, you know, the Product of the South musically?
I think, you know, the Outlaws and Pac said it best. That's pretty much what type of artist my label is surrounded with. You know, you're going to get the records for the club, you understand, and things of that nature. But the biggest focus of our music is, I would call it, reality rap. You know, we speak with the people that's still dealing with the struggle, or those that's in the struggle. So, you know, being that I'm a motherfucker that's successful as I am, and actually still here, I'm in the fucking projects as we speak. You know, being that I'm a person that's actually still there in that environment, dealing with the people that's not as fortunate as me, it just makes my music more, you know, I say, up to date than those that's actually, you know, at a level and don't associate themselves with that environment. And that's the environment I come from, so I disassociated myself for the illegal activity goes, but I'm still here with my people, you understand? And with the music, you know, we push more of that ghetto gospel reality rap lane, you know, that gangster shit, I should say.
Okay. And, you know, is it all in-house features and production, or can we expect any outside guest appearances?
We definitely look forward to, you know, my own in-house production for us. For myself, I produce, as well as my own in-house producer, Eco, by the name of Bar Nunn. But it's production on this album from Drummer Boy, Zay Tovin. You know, just a gang of a lot of producers, you know, that just come through. So it's definitely an album that's always, if you're a fan of Young Buck, you notice that my albums always had that worldwide feel. You know, you can feel it throughout the production. You can expect that with the same albums that do the drop on the Cashville Records. You know, so I'm always going to mix up the music with different producers. I believe in, you know, getting good music from wherever it's at. So it ain't the name that I pretty much look for. I just look for the good music.
Okay, what about guest appearances?
Man, you can expect to hear from Sebo on the record, of course, Outlaws, and myself, you know, my group 615, Sosa. You got Plies, Young Jeezy on the album. Devin the Dude is on the album. Brother Lynch Hung is on the album.
Oh yeah, how did that happen?
I mean, shit, at the end of the day, you know, he connected right there with Sebo. I've been a fan of Brother Lynch from, you know, day one, so I stretched out to him because I got a lot of other individuals that's around me that be on the line with him, and we just made it happen, you understand what I'm saying? Real niggas do real things, really respect them type dudes. You know, the Brother Legends and the Seabos, I honestly feel like they ain't guys they just do out here in the game. They actually been, you know, making better music than half of the industry that you see. And they, you know, been making a lot of money independently with it. So it's just me trying to bring the gangster to more of a worldwide feel and let the world know that, man, these niggas been doing this shit, you understand? And that's where you see my association with dealing with a Brother Lynch. He been doing this shit, and this shit is still right. So it's only right for me to fuck with him, you know?
Okay. Anybody else that you miss?
Oh, man. Shit, man. For those that I may have missed, man, because it's a lot of motherfuckers on this record, man. No disrespect to y'all, but it's a lot of motherfuckers on there. That's just the name of few, you know what I'm saying?
All right. And you said it's dropping when?
April 1st is the official release date for the album. You can expect to hear another single in the next 2 weeks. And that, I'm not decided fully on which record it's going to be. Actually, I'm deciding the day.
Okay.
So, shit. Just stay tuned, you understand? We're coming to a hood near you, you know what I mean?
All right. And you signed Seabo to your label. I believe Bo is somebody you looked up to when you were coming up, right?
You're damn right. Hell yeah. Bo was a dude that actually, you know, had dealings with my city as I was a young buck, a true young buck coming up. So he actually knows the network of Nashville, Tennessee, Cadsville, Tennessee. So, he used to dip and dab down around my way with the streets on that end back then. And, you know, as I came up into music, I've always listened to Seabo and always been a true fan of Seabo's music. So it was almost like an honor, as well as it is with the Outlaws and to work and have them a part of my label, because it's, I look at them as you motherfuckers that pioneered me to doing what I do. Those was the cats that stayed in my tape deck as I came up. So for me to actually have them amongst what I'm doing, man, it's a blessing, you know?
Okay, and you know, a lot of people say like, oh, nothing is going to come out in all these G-Unit sub-labels and stuff like that. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, my label's not a G-Unit sub-label. My label was my label. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's totally different from the G-Unit imprint?
Yeah, my shit is totally different from the whole G-Unit entity, period. You know, G-Unit, I'm a part of G-Unit. G-Unit is what I'm signed to, but my label, Cashville Records, is totally Young Buck. You understand? So that's the way it go. I'm the vice president at this point, and Shot Money is the president of my label. So it's a totally different entity from anything that you get from G-Unit.
Okay.
The only part, the connection of G-Unit and my label is Young Buck.
All right. And, you know, you've always been repping for Pac, and I think that the raw emotion in your voice always reminded me a bit of Tupac. Is having the Outlaws on your label a way of showing respect?
Nah, not by far, because at the end of the day, you know, my respect for Pac is was there, you know, before I actually was, you know, online with the Outlaws. It's just, you know, honestly, me dealing with the Outlaws is a way of getting some real good music, some real truthful ghetto gospel music out here back to the world in 08. I think that feeling kind of left us, man, honestly, in the late 90s and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where we was really respecting music for the music and the authenticity of the music, you know, exactly from where the artist come from and what he was talking about. And now, no disrespect, but it's a lot of that shit is everywhere. So I like music to have meaning, and that it marks time. You know, you can put a motherfucking record in a CD and say, well, shit, I remember what I was doing when I first heard that fucking song. So why not remember it by having some real individuals give you that story of the music? You know, I've always remembered and marked my times through the Outlaws and through Tupac Shakur and through Ice Cube, honestly, man, Dr. Dre. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm a pretty much, I would call myself almost a down south slash west coast artist, if you was to put a map on me. My swagger west coast. I'm breeded around them. My family on the west coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like the most love I got is on the west coast. I'm born in the south. But honestly, when I'm on the west coast, you know, whether it's Bloods, Crips, Mexicans, whatever gang, them niggas almost, you know, give me that eye as if I was Pop. You know, so I see that feeling, and I've always respected the West Coast to the utmost, because the unity that comes along with the individuals of the West Coast. You know, whether it's through a gang or whatever it is, the West Coast gonna let you know, this is what it is. So, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of fuck with those that fuck with me. and just fucking with Pac and being around that whole camp of the music for us as a youngster. You know, like I say, I done came through the death row wing at a point in time in my life. I never had a chance to breathe around Pac or none of that, but far as dealing with some of the same individuals, it's been there before I actually got to the point of signing the Outlaw. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just about, you know, giving the world something fresh and new. You understand what I'm saying? Far as Cashville Records go, it's a brand new brand. It's a brand new, the name's been branded Cashville through me. But far as the label, it's a brand new brand. It's a brand new feel. It's all new artists, in a sense, you know. And the ones that we've always already heard from, far as Sebo and the Outlaws, you know, we know what they're capable of doing. So expect, you know, expect the unexpected, I should say, man, because we really, really work hard over this way to accomplish a goal that we're trying to accomplish.
Okay, have you also had a chance to work with 40 Glock, who's also rolling with Infamous G-Unit?
Yeah, man. 40 is my homeboy, you understand? So you can expect to hear music with me and 40 Glock. 40 Glock been putting shit down for a long time. So like I say, man, my label was a way to provide a lane for a lot of these artists out here that you know, they got that level of music that, you know, is pretty much considered, you know, that gangster rap, you know what I'm saying? I like for that shit to match, you know what I'm saying? You can't be speaking on, you know, this gangster shit and talking about this shit and you ain't never lived this shit or come from this environment or even, you know what I'm saying? So the shit gotta pretty much match for you to even be a part of, you know, the Cashville Records family. It's like a number one rule for us, you know. We believe in matching identities, you understand? Don't put something out there and it's not that. So, you know, I feel like as long as a person is real with themselves and real with what they're doing, as far as the music goes, they can grow to get that right and shit. I grew to become, you know, as good as I am right now, you know, but I've been real from day one of my life. So being real is what I know that got me to where I'm at, and just, you know, working hard is what got me good at what I'm doing. Same way I treat and same thing I look for in another artist, you know what I mean?
I feel you. You know, I think the music's been right so far. I mean, with the Outlaws, you put out that God's Plan on High Tech's album. That was a great song. How did that get created?
Oh, man. High Tech is, like, pretty much considered a brother from another mother to me, you know. When we get around each other, you know, we just vibe, you know what I'm saying? And we actually made the Driving Down the Freeway record and the God's Plan record at the same time.
Oh, okay.
In the studio with High Tech, you know, and this motherfucker just throws on music. And it's like every fucking beat is like, nah, my nigga, I gotta have this one, I gotta have that one. So, you know, I find myself doing 4 or 5 records with High Tech and just, you know, having so much different material to kind of choose from, because he allowed me to have that freedom with his music like that. So respect to High Tech, y'all. Make sure y'all go pick up his album. He produced one of the hottest singles that's out right now, Driving Down the Freeway, featuring me and Outlaws.
Alright, and you're also part of Shop Money XL's one-stop shop company. What does that represent?
That represents every producer in America. I mean, for those that's made it and for those that's trying to make it. You know, Shop Money is actually my manager. He's the president of my company, and he's just a good individual all the way around the board. His experience with this music business is something that money couldn't pay for, you know. And at the end of the day, it's just, I think the one-stop shop is a way that we created, well, honestly, that Shop Money created. And it started off, I think, last year, where, you know, a lot of producers from all over the world is able to come pretty much like a convention for a weekend and shop their music and meet a lot of different people to make things happen with their music. And, you know, we also sit and judge, have like almost a beat competition, and the winner pretty much wins a management contract with Shop Money and a lot of different things. And so at the end of the day, it's just a way to connect with a lot of different producers around the world and give them an opportunity and let a lot of other producers connect with, you know, a lot of other producers, I should say. So it's just a way that Shot Money, being a producer himself, is a way to, you know, stay active with what he do and, you know, keep the business rolling, keep other producers being able to have a lane to, you know, shop their music, man.
Okay. I think you had a few tracks to beats from the German producer Frequency, who also signed to Shot Money. What happened to those?
Definitely. Frequency is a homeboy of mine. You can expect to hear from him on this, on my compilation also. He produced a couple tracks on it. Frequency is my dude, you know. He's a dude from pretty much Germany, from overseas. And, you know, what always amazes me about Frequency is that he's a producer that fucking, you know, for him to be overseas, his music is more up to date than some American beats. So that lets me know he stays on his game. And outside of that, he got some good ass weed. Good looking, bro. I was over there in Germany. Frequency got me some good ass shit.
Yeah,
I fucks with Frequency, man. He done produced a lot of shit, man. Mixtape wise for me and everything, bro. And I, you know, honestly, I've tossed a lot of mixtape, a lot of producers' tracks out on mixtapes without even, you know, really having a. Without even having a real business part of with the music. And Frequency is just one of the producers, like, nah, my dude, you know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? A lot of producers trip, and I don't blame them, you understand, because it's their work. But when I do make a move like that, I always try to come back to around to that producer and work with them or work for them in some kind of way, being that sometimes these producers just make shit that's undeniable. I'd be like, man, the streets got to get to it, you know. And sometimes that shit will bite you in your ass. So shout out to all the producers that don't trip when I do play that role, you know?
I feel you. So let's get to your solo music. You recently leaked a new song called New York City. Tell us about that.
New York City, man. It's just a record that I heard. Honestly, man, I'm so crazy about that Phil Collins record. I can feel it in the air tonight, of the sample that's playing in that record, that once I heard it, I was like, I gotta do this shit. And the New York City part of it, it's that I'm a Southern-based artist that's surrounded with New York-based artists. So New York has a feel for Young Buck, I think, that's deeper than any other Southern artist that's out there, because all New York knows that I'm a part of them, period. So that right there is a record to respond to New York and let them know pretty much thank you, you understand, for respecting me, because that's a hard market to be any kind of, to get any kind of love in from any kind of way. And they showed me the most respect to the fullest, and I just giving it back to them, you know.
Yep.
Same way, I need to make one the same way for LA, you know what I mean? And the same way, and the same one for the VL and shit, but that's just the way of me, you know, showing New York that love back, because I know that's a hard fucking market to tap into, and they fucks with Young Buck.
I feel you. So, what's up with your new solo album? When can we expect that?
It'll definitely be out before October. That's what Jimmy Iovine said. Jimmy Iovine got me a big old bankroll and said, man, you got to make sure you put an album out before October. So I said, all right, man. So I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this will be a third album. So what are you trying to achieve with this one?
Well, I feel like, first of all, you know, my second album didn't pretty much get its just due as far as the promotion from Interscope. I mean, the economy itself was down, you know what I'm saying, and everything else. So I feel like, you know, with that record, it was more or less a record that was put out in the midst of, you know, turmoil throughout the world.
Right.
So I just continue to do like I'm doing now and hustle it in. Get as much as I'm gonna get out of the record, but prepare for this third record, which I'm trying to pretty much establish Young Buck as an individual solo artist with my third album. You know, I think that's been pretty hard for Interscope to, you know, market me as a solo artist when I'm amongst the crew that's as big as G-Unit. You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you gotta kind of separate me when it comes to my solo projects and marketing me in a different direction that you would market a G-Unit album or anything of that nature, you know. So it's just about growing, you know what I'm saying? And with my third album, I definitely want to show the world my growth as far as musically and just pretty much, you know, deliver one of those reality fucking albums that you can listen to from top to bottom.
I feel you. And, you know, there were reports on the internet a few days ago that Mobb Deep and Lloyd Banks won't be releasing new albums on G-Unit, but that Jaws will be coming out. Is there any truth to that, or was that just bullshit?
I don't have no fucking idea about that shit.
Yeah, you know how shit keeps popping up about G-Unit. Like, every other week, it's like Young Buck left G-Unit.
Yeah.
That shit keeps popping up.
At the end of the day, man, I'm still a part of what G-Unit part of the group and everything and all of that. I don't know exactly when the G-Unit album is dropping. I have a boss, which is 50 Cent, when it comes to G-Unit. But, you know, at the end of the day, when he decides to make whatever moves dealing with G-Unit, you will see me present. You know, other than that, man, I got to stay focused with Cashville Records. I got an album that's dropping April 1st, Product of the South. So it ain't no time for me to play it all, you know?
All right. So how far into your new solo album are you right now?
Man, if I was had to drop an album tomorrow, I would be comfortable. I work that much. I got that many records. But, you know, I never start working, so I'm just ready. I can tell you that much.
All right. Any, you know, producers or guest appearances we can expect on there, or is it too early?
Man, it's a real too early for that one.
Yeah, yeah. So you said before October, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which up-and-coming artists are you feeling right now? Like, is there anybody specific you're riding for in 2008?
Yeah, I'm riding for AR. I'm riding for my own artist, and particularly one of them is Sosa, man. He's like the newest breed far as for my label. He's the youngest artist on my label. He's almost considered my Lil Wayne of the label. He's probably one of the most talented on the label, so I'm definitely interested in to see how the world embrace him.
How you spell his name? S-O-S-A?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely be on the lookout for that.
And, yeah.
You know, you've never been one to hold your tongue, and you know, you've had situations with a lot of people, like, you know, you had a song by Khaled, and you had a situation with Lil Wayne. What's the status on those right now?
I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I don't hold grudges. I speak my mind, say what I got to say, and I move on. I don't really hold it and don't even consider DJ Khaled as beef at all. You understand? Or Lil Wayne. I just considered it at the time as a way of me having to, you know, let them know that I'm aware of the things that I felt that they was doing wrong as far as dealing with me, you know. And at the end of the day, it's done from my end. You know, you ain't going to hear me breathing on a dead issue, you know, when it's more wars to fight out here. So I pretty much speak on something. And if it ain't that gangster, if trust me, like, I wouldn't speak on it if it was that serious to me. You wouldn't hear about shit. Probably deal with the actions of it, but I've never looked at even any of that shit as a beef.
Right.
Honestly, I've always looked at it as if, you know, some bullshit, and I'm addressed the bullshit. But other than that, man, more power to DJ Khaled. You know.
Did he finally play your shit?
At the end of the day, I hope he chose to play my shit. And Lil Wayne, you know, it ain't never, like I say, man, whatever I've said with Lil Wayne, I've had a chance to speak with Lil Wayne and verbally, you know, tell him. And he verbally had the chance to speak his mind, and we move on. I've even spoken to Baby since then. You know, I had a conversation with him that went real good. So, man, my whole thing is about getting to the money. You understand? At this point, it's about riding with those, it's riding with you. And, right. You know, the bullshit don't get to the money no quicker on my way. So if I can't get to the money, then it's bullshit. So I'd rather get to the money. Same thing that me and Baby was actually having a conversation about. Like, look, my nigga, let's get to the money. He agreed, I agreed, so that's what we're going to do. And the same thing with Khaled. I have no issues. You know, I hear Fat Joe saying his things that he may say, but until it comes further, become further than just a mouth thing, then I even don't even have a problem with dude. Because it's like, hey, you do what you do, because I'm doing me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. And I know the game situation is a dead issue, but, you know, a few months ago, it was like, y'all had a conversation, and then...
Man, I ain't tripping, man. We had a conversation. We did it, that shit. Tell Game, I said, what up?
All right. What's the status on the G-Unit album, Shoot to Kill? When can we expect that? Oh, you said you don't know, right?
Whenever the fuck freaking decide to make that shit crack, we gonna make that shit happen. And outside of that, you definitely can expect for me to do my goddamn thing on that bitch. You understand? And expect for another classic G-Unit album like it's always been. The first one was a classic, so expect this one to be a fucking classic.
Okay. Man, what would you like to see yourself this time next year?
I definitely like to see myself with a successful company, Cashville Records. Hopefully a platinum record or at least a gold record on shelves. And hopefully I would like to see myself, you know, having a real successful solo album.
Definitely. And, you know, record sales are struggling right now. I know you got a lot of outside ventures, you know, going on besides music.
Right, right.
What are those? Yep.
You can definitely expect my clothing line, which I just had a big deal, a big meeting with Dillard's. I'm in all the Dillard's and all the Macy's around the world next month with my clothing line. It's titled David Brown, Tennessee Clothing. And my watch will be out next month also. It's titled the Tennessee Timepiece. And you can also go on to my site, www.tennesseetimepiece, and check it out. You know what I'm saying? And as well as the clothes, man. So I'm definitely getting to the money outside of rap. You know, I got it.
All right.
That I'm going off into.
All right. And the last question, what are your predictions for the rap game in 2008?
I think it's definitely going to be better. The world will be better as soon as we hurry up and get Bush ass up out of there and put Baraka in the place where he needs to be. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch. Definitely can expect the unexpected from Young Buck, though.
Okay, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, April 1st, man, the hardest fucking album that you've heard from Young Buck yet is coming April 1st, straight up and down. It's titled Product of the South, and get ready.